Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Minutes after 9 o'clock on Wisconsin's Morning News. Eric Bilstead, Vince Vitrano here, taking you up till 10 o'clock on this Brewers opening day. Hope you're watching along with us on our YouTube channel, because we will be featuring interviews from American Family Field from the dugout this morning. And joining us live now is Brewers pitcher Tobias Myers. Hey, man, thanks for taking some time today on opening day.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
First things first, how you feeling? How's your recovery going?
I'm doing good. Everything's on pace, a little earlier than I expected, so feeling really good.
Man, tell me, Tobias, what it's like to be talking to Eric and Vinny today instead of figuring, like, maybe you might get in the mix today. That does have to be tough, as well as things are going on your recovery.
Yeah, but, you know, you just take it day by day and just figure out what you got to do the next day and just get it done.
So what'd you do in New York? We know the games didn't go terribly great, but you get to do anything out there to see the festivity of the opener out there?
Yeah, my family came out, and we did the normal walk around Times Square. We seen Central Park and kind of just ate some food and enjoyed the scenery.
Talking with Brewers pitcher Tobias Myers. Hey, let's look at the pitching staff for us, Tobias. We talked with Brewers manager Pat Murphy last week. He was just talking about, I think he said, 7 or 8 guys who he normally would like in the mix for opening day out there in New York were not, due to various levels of injury. And that's not unique to the Brewers. It seems like a lot of pitchers right now are struggling coming out of spring training. Is there something in terms of the ramp up? Are guys pushing too hard? What do you see there?
No, I don't think so. I think for me, everything was normal since, as far as the process was the same since 2023, going into 23. So everything was normal for me. It was just kind of like a one pitch thing, where my oblique kind of tightened up a little bit, but I honestly couldn't tell you why or what happened. Looking back at the video, everything looked normal. Pregame, everything was normal. The pregame routine and the routine that I had going was a good one. So for me, I'm not sure what happened, but I'm happy it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. So be able to get out there a lot sooner than I thought.
Yeah.
Hey, how often are you messing around with, like, grips? Like, throughout your whole career, even when you were, like, in school back in the day, like, is that something where you're constantly figuring out different ways to hold the baseball and how to throw it?
Yeah, especially with the amount of different arms we have in here and the unique pitches that everybody has. We kind of bounce ideas off each other. And for me, it's more so the cutter and the changeup that I play with a little bit. Just trying to get something comfortable. A lot of guys throw those pitches, and a lot of Brewers history behind those pitches. So just trying to tighten mine up as much as I can.
Has there been a guy where you've seen him hold and then throw something or spin something, and you're like, how in the world did he do that?
Yeah, Chad Patrick showed me his cutter grip yesterday, and I was like, I don't know how you throw that pitch, because if I threw that would not move the right way. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot. I think Uribe has a unique, I think he throws a sinker and slider with the same exact grip. So it's pretty unique there.
Talking with Brewers pitcher Tobias Myers. Hey, Tobias, how important is it for the Brewers to have, and for your staff to have, William Contreras back behind the plate for another season? I mean, that cat, first of all, he can rake. Secondly, I imagine he calls a really solid game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't even think about shaking him for the most part. he just does a really good job of reading swings, and he just knows the game. I mean, he can kind of see one swing from a hitter and kind of read his approach and what he wants to go with, and he knows the pitcher's strengths very well. So just kind of putting all my trust in him. And as far as the bat, I mean, everybody knows he's one of the best, so just fun to watch him hit these opposite field home runs out here.
Right. And Tobias, obviously you've had an assortment of different managers and coaches throughout your careers as well. What makes Pat Murphy different? How is he a different leader compared to what you've seen before him?
I think he just does a really good job with both sides, the veterans and the younger guys. He knows how to really communicate to the younger guys and keep us comfortable, and but not too comfortable. Keep us on our toes and make sure we're working hard and doing what we need to do to get better and help the team win. But I think it's just the communication side. He's very likable, and like everybody has good things to say about Murph.
Does he try to, like, use the TikToks? Does he try to act like a younger person? How does he communicate directly with the young guys so well?
I think it just keeps everything loose. He keeps it loose. He makes sure that you feel comfortable, but you don't at the same time. It's kind of a weird dynamic. Yeah, I don't know. He keeps it loose. He keeps everybody positive energy, and he makes sure that, like I said, he makes sure everybody's working hard and makes sure everybody's doing what they need to do to produce and help the team win.
You were talking to him last week, Tobias, and he actually kind of got emotional when I asked him about it. I'm like, Murph, you know, last couple of days, you got to give a number of young men the best news a guy could ever hear. Hey, you made the opening day roster. You're going to the show. Go call your dad. Take us through that moment when you had yours, what that was like, and when you got to tell your family, like, this is happening for me.
Yeah, so it was very, very exciting to be able to, although I wasn't on the active roster, but to be with the team and to experience that opening day. It was my first, so it was definitely one of a kind. And yeah, he kind of just, I didn't know if I was going to make the trip. So hearing the news, I was going to make the trip, and especially with the progress that everything was going with as far as the injury, I was just excited to just be around the guys and just experience the whole scenario.
Brewers pitcher Tobias Myers with us today. All right, in terms of bouncing back, what fans are going to see out of the ballpark today, you know, it's only three games into a 162-game season, so I expect us to have a really good series here against the Royals. What do we know about them?
Young team. We're both young teams, and we're both going to go out there and compete. And, yeah, like you said, I think we're going to see some little bit better results here. Kind of one of those weird three games where just felt like nothing was going our way. We'd hit balls really hard right at guys. They'd hit balls that weren't that hard, and they'd go out of the park and just nothing really falling our way.
Hop off the bag at third. Like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, just baseball. It's just baseball. But I think, I think we're all positive in there. We know it's three games. We got a lot to go, a long season, and very confident in the group we have.
The good news is that the Royals don't have Aaron Judge on their team either, which is helpful.
Yeah, that guy's good. Pretty good.
And Yankees, as it turns out, are pretty good at baseball as well.
Hey, what do you do about that? Like, is it when you play teams like that that are clearly there? That's one of the best teams in the league, the Yankees are, and they got a lot of high-priced rollers over there that earned their paycheck and do real well. Do you, like, walk up to them? Do you say, hi, Mr. Judge, it's good to meet you? Or do you approach them or no?
Well, as far as the pitchers, we are kind of different schedule as far as all the position players, especially their side. So I don't really see them too much other than when I'm facing them or watching from the dugout. So just not really, no. I just try to get what I have to do done for the day and just cheer the boys on for now.
Who's the – so it had to be Willie before, Willie Adames, but now who's, like, the most likely guy on the club to be jawing with the other players or hanging out? Oh, no, I was talking to this guy. I was talking to that guy.
Freddie. Freddie's pretty
– Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty friendly. Everybody loves Freddie. He's been around enough times where he knows pretty much everybody in the league. So I'd say Freddie, and, I mean, Reese is very well known, Yelly, Contreras – I mean, all these guys are known for what they do on the field, so they get respect.
Really appreciate your candor, Tobias. No, it's a big day for the team, and home opener is finally here, and really appreciate you giving us some time. I know that we're not always the people that you want to talk to on opening day, but but here we are.
No, you got this is fun. This is fun for me, getting back in the groove of things. Good.
Well, awesome. Best of luck on the season, and we expect great things. Thanks, my friend.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
9:27 on Wisconsin's Morning News. This Brewers opening day.